Hi, everybody. It's me, Stage Manager Goofy. Are you ready for the show?
Mickey! Yeah, feel that beat. Feel that beat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mickey. Come on, Mickey. Let's dance. Yeah.
Dance? I thought you'd never ask. I'd love to.
Welcome, everyone, to the Mickey Shorts and More Disney Podcast. And our special edition this week, coming to you live from the Disneyland Resort here in sunny Anaheim, California. My name is Steve, and to introduce my co-host...
Keaton.
There is Keaton. Keaton, are you having fun this week?
Yes.
All right. So, just to give people some quick background, if this sounds different than a regular episode, it is not a regular episode. If you listened to last week's show, you will have discovered that we are celebrating Keaton's birthday by spending a week here in the Disney parks. And so this week, instead of covering the traditional Mickey Shorts episode, we're going to talk about Mickey Mouse and Friends themed attractions that are found here in the Disney parks at the Disneyland Resort. Not Disney World. We are in Disneyland. So, Keaton, how are you enjoying the trip this week?
Good. And we're about to go on Space Mountain.
We are. That is the next thing on the list is Space Mountain. Now, you've been on Space Mountain already a couple times before. This was one of the rides that you were most looking forward to coming into this trip. You watched the videos almost every night since we left Disney World, and you were too small to ride it. So, now that you have finally ridden it, tell me your thoughts.
Well, I love it. And when a giant TIE fighter is coming to get you, you go down really fast.
That's right. Now, we did discover this week a few things that are interesting. First of all, we discovered that you don't like rides with big drops in them.
Yeah, like Thunder. I found one in Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, now you didn't particularly like Thunder Mountain, but you still managed to do it a number of times. But tell me about what happened on Splash Mountain.
Oh boy. You go all the way up to the top of the hill. There's three splashes. There's one when you're outside. That's the one to get into the building. And there's one when you get into the bees, and there's one more hill that's really tall.
Right. So you stayed dry through the first initial drop. You stayed dry through the bees, as you mentioned. And then we got to the great big hill towards the end of the ride. And we got all the way down to the bottom. Whee! And I don't know what happened, but a big wall of water swirled around the boat as we landed at the bottom and smacked Keaton right in the face.
Yeah.
He was in the second seat, and we thought he was going to be okay hiding behind a big person, but nope.
I got soaked.
He got soaked. Thus,
but we packed extra clothes.
We did pack extra clothes, yes. Like a smart Disney resort visitor should pack extra clothes if you plan on doing the water rides. And then the next day, we decided to do Grizzly River Run. And how did you feel about that?
When they were pushing the raft away, I started to cry because I did not like water rides.
Right. So we had him wedged between some adults. We had him covered in jackets. But he managed to stay dry. The rest of us, not so much. By the end of it, he had stopped crying, and he was fine once we got up the top of the lift hill. But it was a little dicey there, especially for the poor other people in our raft, wondering what we had done to cause, you know, a six-year-old to be crying all the way up the lift hill. But we survived. We survived. That is okay. So, Keaton, let's talk some Mickey Mouse attractions. So, for some quick reference, we are sitting in front of Cinderella's Castle. As a fun side note, granted, we didn't watch this. We kind of avoided the area like the plague. But just as a fun side note, this morning they recorded The Disneyland and Disney World holiday parade that's on ABC on Christmas morning. So there was a ton of cameras and gear and people in the parks that we were not expecting, which, you know, it's okay. We have our max passes, so we're still able to make the best of the time we have this week. But there's a lot of extra people in the parks because of those parades. So when you watch ABC on Christmas morning and they're broadcasting live from Disney World and Disneyland, they're not broadcasting live. They recorded it this morning. So, Keaton, as we sit here in front of Cinderella Castle, let's talk about some of those experiences that are here in Disneyland that are centered around Mickey Mouse. Starting with one of the shows we saw last night. It was all about Mickey Mouse. There was lots of water. We got a bit wet watching it. There was fire. What was that show called?
Fantasmic.
That's right. Tell me about your thoughts on Fantasmic.
Well, I kind of got a little bit teeny tiny drops everywhere around me, but I was fine.
Yeah, because there's a bit of mist. Now, for those of you that don't know the concept of Fantasmic, it's Mickey Mouse, and we're kind of exploring some of his dreams and occasionally nightmares in a giant nighttime show that has water fountains that mist up and they project images onto it. There's a fire-breathing dragon. There is pyrotechnics. There's all sorts of fun stuff in Fantasmic.
And there's one called World of Color.
Okay, well, that's true. Now, there weren't as many Mickey Mouse-themed elements in World of Color because we saw the holiday version of the show. But what'd you think of World of Color?
Good.
What was your favorite part of World of Color?
The fire.
The fire. There we go. Every boy just loves it when the fire goes rocketing into space. I was worried that in the Christmas show they wouldn't be able to incorporate the fire because it was all so calm and mellow and Christmassy. But nope, there's fire in the Christmas show. Thank goodness.
That's really weird.
Yeah. So, a lot of fun effects.
And at the pirate part, it was really foggy. We couldn't even see anything.
Right. And then the pirate ship, this is back to Fantasmic, but the pirate ship comes around the corner. And that thing is close to land. Feels like it's going to crash into the concrete.
Yeah. Well, we have been on the island that they played Fantasmic over in.
Yeah, we got a chance to explore Tom Sawyer's Island. Or actually, it might be called Pirate's Island these days. Because there's so much pirate stuff there. But that was fun, too.
Yeah. And actually, that's where they play Fantasmic. Yep. Because there's lights over there.
There's lights, there's a big stage, so that's where they can have Fantasmic, and it's fun to explore there, too. Originally, you said you didn't want to go in the caves, but you still went in the caves. And what did you find in the caves?
Treasure.
Yes. So, make sure, if you're in the parks, go check out the island in Frontierland. Take the boats over there. We even got a pirate band in our boat as we're coming back, which is a fun treat. So, a few other Mickey Mouse, though, based attractions in the park. Yes, there's Fantasmic, as we talked about. Just down the street from here, Keaton, you didn't get a chance to see this, but I always try to check it out, is the Main Street Cinema. Now, in the Main Street Cinema, it's pretty much a small building, and inside it, there's six screens that are playing Mickey Mouse shorts. Not the new Mickey Mouse shorts. They're playing the old classics from, you know, a long, long time ago. But definitely check it out. It's a great way to experience a bit of nostalgia for old Mickey Mouse shorts, which we will cover in the show at some point in time. But definitely a good place to get your Mickey Mouse fix. Now, another one was Mickey Mouse's house.
Yes.
Why did you like Mickey Mouse's house?
Because there's a bird and inside it... And inside it, there's a theater of the Mickey shorts.
Yeah, we found the Mickey shorts. And actually, we recorded a little bit for the show when we discovered the Mickey shorts. Back in Mickey's barn, here you go.
Ready? Here we go!
Keaton. What did we just find back in Mickey's barn?
With the Mickey shorts.
Exactly. And which ones have they been playing so far while we've been waiting in line to meet Mickey?
We are staying cool and down the hatch right now.
Yeah, down the hatches right now.
Yes.
Were you surprised to find the Mickey shorts back here? How's everyone else reacting to the Mickey shorts?
Good.
They all seem to like them.
Yeah.
Now they just need to listen to the podcast so they can hear us talking about them.
Yeah.
We're going to keep talking about Mickey shorts in more places. But right now, again, we're in the Mickey's barn, moments away from meeting Mickey. Should we record us meeting Mickey?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if that works.
And then as we are transitioning from the barn back to a Mickey Mouse meet and greet, we had a chance to actually interview the Mickey Mouse character for the show.
So, Mickey.
What do you do? We do a podcast about you.
Really?
Yes.
Tell Mickey what it's about. Yeah, what about Mickey?
It's about your Mickey shorts.
Yeah. What do you think about them? Is it a video or is it about audio?
It's just sound.
It's just sound.
So, Mickey, do you have a comment for us on your podcast? There you go. A mouse of little few words.
Okay, so obviously you can tell from our interview there, Mickey Mouse's costume characters don't traditionally talk. So therefore, Mickey Mouse did not have a lot to say on an audio podcast. But it was still fun, you know, asking him the questions, seeing how he responded. You know, he nodded and made lots of kissing movements and was very excited to hear that we were doing a podcast all about him. But, yeah, not a lot of words from the mouse. But that's okay. So we left Mickey's house, and then we moved to another attraction right next door, which was Minnie's house.
Yes.
What did you think of Minnie's house, buddy?
There was an oven that I can bake, and then I can unbake.
Yeah, so there's some cool cakes in there. You can get in the fridge and look at all of her cheese. Minnie Mouse has a lot of cheese in the fridge. You can wash the dishes in the dishwasher. You can look through lots of things. So definitely a lot of just fun nods to the characters and the shows in Minnie and Mickey's house.
In Minnie's house, we saw Minnie's house say the kitchen all shaking.
So, Keaton, what do you say we head across the street, across the way, into California Adventure to talk about our next batch of Mickey Mouse rides?
Okay.
Wow! Sorry, little feller!
So, Keaton, we are now here in Cars Land. We are right in the street. Across from us is the Cozy Cone, which has one of my all-time favorite Disneyland snacks, the bacon mac and cheese cone, which is oh so yummy. Meanwhile, we got a whole bunch of pictures of you taken at Flo's Cafe as the family was eating their dinner. But here in Disney's California Adventure, we did find some more attractions based on Mickey Mouse during our visit today. One of which was Mickey's PhilharMagic. And we recorded a little bit in the pre-show area before we saw the show. And that's what we're going to play now.
So we found another cool Mickey Mouse and gang themed attraction here in the Disneyland parks anyway.
And a new kind of Mickey called Sorcerer Mickey.
That's right. But one that was really cool for us to go on was Goofy's Sky School. Keaton, what were your thoughts on Goofy's Sky School?
It was really bumpy, and then it had a lot of hills, and then you go up, 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 and then down really fast.
Really?
Yes.
So what was your favorite part?
When it was bumpy.
Okay, he really likes it when it's bumpy. For me, as a large adult, it was almost a little painful because my knees press into the seat in front of me. And then every bump I feel, and that's a really, really, really bumpy ride. Wouldn't you say, buddy? Really, really bumpy?
Yep, really, yeah. Really bumpy.
Okay.
And we're waiting in Mickey's Pillar Magic waiting room.
That we are.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Minnie. Donald is busy getting the orchestra all set up, so we should be ready to start the show real soon. Oh, I forgot. Just a little reminder to everyone, please don't put on your opera glasses until you are seated inside the concert hall. Thank you.
And now we're getting ready to do PhilharMagic again. Keaton, how many times have you done PhilharMagic so far?
I've done this at Disney World and Disneyland.
Right, but how many times here at Disneyland have you done PhilharMagic?
I've done it, I think, 3 times.
Yep, I think this will be time number 3.
Yep.
So we're going to watch it, and then we're going to talk about it. All right, we are fresh out of PhilharMagic. Keaton, what did you think?
That was awesome.
So some people might call this the ultimate episode or the ultimate Mickey short, because it's still short in nature, but it's fun to watch. Why should people come watch PhilharMagic, Keaton?
Because it has different Disney movies.
Okay, so which ones do you remember the most from here, from the movie?
I remember The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
And Aladdin, Peter Pan, The Lion King, and Tyja.
So what's your favorite part of watching Mickey's PhilharMagic?
When you get to see Donald's feet at the end.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, spoiler alert, I'm not going to give away exactly what happens, although Keaton might have a little bit. At the very end, when Donald goes flying over the theater, make sure you turn around and check out what the big commotion is behind you, above and behind you, because that's kind of a fun, entertaining thing to see. Now, Keaton, we've watched this show at Disney World, right? And at Disney World, they've got a gigantic screen. But here at Disneyland, they don't have that luxury. They've put the show in the old Muppets Theater, which has a smaller screen. So one of the things I like about this particular show is they use the side. They kind of turn some of the side areas into screens, too. Did you notice that, Keaton?
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Yeah, so there's things going on kind of all around you. You know, it's not one big continuous screen. But there is things for you to look at all around you, so it is more immersive. A lot, you know, I'd seen some of the YouTube videos when they started the show last spring. It looked like the same thing. Monorail! But, I was actually pleasantly surprised. It's a good, I think, version of Mickey's PhilharMagic. Any other thoughts, Keaton, on Mickey's PhilharMagic here in the parks?
Well, it's kind of different. It's not like a Mickey short. It's a Donald Duck short.
No, that's true. I'm actually really glad that you brought that up. The show is called Mickey's PhilharMagic. But who is the star of the show?
Mickey.
No, Mickey's not the star of the show. Who's in the show? Who's it all about?
Donald.
Yeah. So Mickey's not in it until like the last 30 seconds. But, you know, all right, whatever. I should have called it Donald's PhilharMagic.
Well, Mickey saves the day on the end.
Okay, so does that make it worth giving the show his name because he's the one that saves the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, always name the show after the hero, I guess. All right, so let's see what other attractions we can find Mickey Mouse themed or Mickey Mouse and gang themed here at the Disneyland Resort. What do you say?
Yeah.
Almost ready.
All right, so we are now switched back over to Disneyland. We are back in Toontown. We talked already previously in the show about Mickey's house and Minnie's house, which are back here. But there is one thing I wanted to cover briefly while we're here, because it's just going to change so much over the next few years. We're standing in front of a shop called the Gag Factory. And, you know, just a fun little gift shop with lots of, you know, typical Disney stuff to buy. But pretty soon this is going to go away, at least from what I've heard. Because this is the future home of the El Capitan Theater, which is where Mickey's Runaway Railway is going to be. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is just past this wall used to be a backstage building. Now it is no more. I mean, it is completely... no more. I just saw some pictures from BioReconstruct that are showing it, and there's nothing left. It's dirt. It's tractors plowing the dirt for the show building that's soon going to be here for
Mickey's Runaway Railway, which, I mean, granted, it's going to take a few years to build, but they are making some pretty good progress on it now.
Years, that's a lot of days.
I know, you're going to be, I don't want to do the math on the show here, but 20, 21, 22, 3 years, six. You're going to be 9 years old.
Whoa.
By the time they open this ride. And they're going to have to knock down several buildings out here to build the El Capitan Theater. So it's going to be a nice little transformation of Mickey's Toontown area to accommodate this. But man, I think it's going to be a great ride. Looking forward to seeing the Orlando version when it opens. I think it's definitely going to be a fun ride to experience. And I'm looking forward to seeing what everyone thinks of it next year. So that pretty much wraps up our coverage of the major Mickey Mouse and Friends themed attractions here in the Disney parks. We did find the Mickey shorts playing actually in the parks back in Mickey's barn. We found a lot of other great Mickey Mouse things. We took some great photos with Mickey Mouse. He signed autographs. We met all the major characters except for one. Who's the one character we didn't get a picture with?
Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck. We saw her. The line was really huge, and we had fast passes for Tower of Terror, I believe. But, and Keaton, did you do Tower of Terror?
Nope.
Nope. He took one look at that ride and said, nope, not happening. But that's okay. So Keaton, even though we are here in the middle of the Disneyland Resort, you know what we can still do?
What?
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
What does Snow White say when her picture photos were not ready yet?
What did Snow White say when her pictures weren't ready yet? I'm impressed we have a Disney-themed question, or Disney-themed joke for this week. What is the answer, buddy?
Someday my prince will come.
Someday my prince will come. Or in this day and age, someday my digital downloads will hit my phone. But that's not quite as catchy as your answer was. But yeah, sometimes the ride photos take a long time to hit the Max Pass account.
We didn't cover Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Well, because there's not really Mickey Mouse characters in there. But you did particularly like that ride. What do you want to say about it?
Well, it's very spooky because they had changed it to a haunted mansion holiday.
Yes, they did. Which features which major characters?
Jack Skellington.
Yeah, Jack Skellington is in there now. So from September through December, it's always Haunted Mansion Holiday instead of the classic Haunted Mansion, which you got to experience last year in Disney World. So you've now seen both versions. But you did the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion Holiday always kind of freaked you out.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You always had one of our shoulders to hide in.
Yep. And also with Mom, no one wanted to carry me, so I just hid it in the lake.
Right. And you had plenty of people between your older brother and his girlfriend and your sister and her husband. We had lots of people for you to cuddle with in the Haunted Mansion. So, let's wrap up the show so we can get back to Space Mountain. So, remember, if you want to listen to all of our episodes, traditionally, if this is your first, if this happens to be your first episode, we're not always covering stuff from the Mickey theme parks, the Disney theme parks. I really wish that we were. We're always covering the Mickey Mouse episodes from our studio back home. But you can listen to all those shows at www.mickeyshortsandmore.com. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Google Play, on Stitcher, or just look us up in whatever podcast player you use and search for Mickey Shorts and More, and we should pop up. You can also connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and you will find us there. If you want to email the show, you can do so at MickeyShortsAndMore@gmail.com, or you can call the voicemail, leave us a message at 541-321-0472. And we can use that in a future show. Next week, we're going to be back in our regular studio in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to be covering Season 2, Episode 2, Fire Escape. What? So that's the next Mickey Shorts for next week's show. Thank you for listening. Everyone, try to get to Disney parks, whether that's in whatever location around the world. Find one closest to you. It is expensive, but it is definitely worth it. Lots of magic family memories.
And we're going to have fun on Hyperspace Mountain because they changed it to Hyperspace Mountain.
That's right. So we're heading back over to Hyperspace Mountain to do that one again because we just love that ride. And with that, we will see you next week. Everyone have a great week. Bye.
Bye. Da